I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip.
On our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hey!
Hey, welcome guys. Back.
It's been a while.
Everybody's a brunette.
With Grace.
And Grace.
From Grace and Grace.
Your favourite duo.
We haven't done that intro in a while.
I know. We film these episodes in bulk, so... Last time we were here, number one, I had short hair. Now I've got hair
Grace
down
like
to my ass.
Grace has grown her hair in. She's taken some fish oil tablets and grown it.
Yeah, I have hair extensions now, so it's like down to my ass. And we've been to Amalfi Coast and Barcelona since we last spoke to you guys.
So it's been a lot. But you know what's quite... I don't know if it's good or bad, but we have to wait for ages to tell you what's just happened. Like, think we're going back to LA, we're going back to March.
We went to LA in March.
But I love... Do you know what? I actually love that we can... like relive our memories
100%. And LA, what a memory.
Oh my god,
what a memory.
It was probably the weirdest one,
the weirdest trip. We knew it was would gonna be because LA is so fucking different.
Well, everyone calls
us.
It Holly weird.
Holly
weird.
And it kind of is.
I mean, Hollywood is. I mean the whole place is kind of weird.
The whole place is a little bit strange. But this episode, we just thought we would literally just discuss LA and everything about it.
Because I feel like LA, everyone has such a dream of LA.
Oh my
god. Do you
not
think?
The amount of times Grace said this and we were there.
I was like, everyone comes here with a dream.
Because there's a lot of like crazy people in LA. And every single crazy person you see, she'd be like, I just know they came with a dream. I'm like, Grace, shut up.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh about it, but...
There's a lot of like... No, but it's
actually really sad, and it makes the place kind of have this like energy of like...
A sad energy.
Hopelessness. Like, sorry, that was really dramatic. But it's true. You know, it's true. People,
Grace, you're so right.
People always say it. Like, I've seen people that have moved out of LA because they just say it's got such an energy of...
Sad. It sucks the life out of you.
Yeah,
it sucks the life out of you
because... It's got people there that are like just there to become famous. They're so desperate famous, they'll do anything.
Yeah.
And they'll do anything evil to become famous. And then you've got people that have gone there with a dream.
And it hasn't worked out.
And it hasn't worked out for them and they're struggling. There's like, and it's got that energy.
There's two sides of people in LA. You either get the richest of the rich or the poorest of the poor.
Do you think you go there and you feel that like weird energy of like...
When we were there?
Yeah, like do you think... Because some people say you go there and there's just a depressing... Energy.
I didn't feel like it was depressing. I just felt like I didn't feel safe.
Same.
Like, we were staying in Beverly Hills. That felt really safe.
It's very different to Europe. Like, if you're used to travelling in Europe and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go to LA, and, like, it's so different. It's probably the biggest culture shock we've had, which sounds weird because it's literally a country that speak the same language as us. Yeah. But I would actually say
100%.
America was a bigger culture shock than going to, like, Spain or Italy. Like...
Wait, can I just say as a side note, guys, yes, we have really odd voices. We've got back from a girls' trip.
We've been partying for
2 days
straight.
So we've literally had...
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Sounds American.
We got back from Barcelona.
Barcelona.
On our first ever girls' trip, guys. And I think collectively over the 5 days, we had about 6 hours of sleep.
Yes.
So
our voices...
Not only are we on the edge of death, but we also can't really speak.
Okay, but why do I kind of love the croaky voice?
I feel sexy.
I feel like this podcast episode is already upgraded because
perhaps
of our
voices. It's the sexiest one, yeah.
Sexiest one.
No, I literally feel very sexy with this voice, but I just thought I would make a disclaimer because I know people are going to be like,
what's happened with them?
We sound like cigarette owners.
Hey, babe, got a cigarette.
You can spare. That's what we sound
no,
like.
No, yeah, we sound like we've become chain smokers.
We haven't.
We haven't. We've just lost our voice from
Barcelona.
Clubbing.
I've been screaming and shouting a lot. But don't worry, you'll get a whole episode on Barcelona, I'm sure. But yeah, LA is just, you get the Beverly Hills bit, which is like stunning, where we stayed actually. Lovely.
But then you walk to a different bit, like 5 minutes.
Hollywood.
And the Hollywood Walk of Fame was so scary.
Oh my God.
I would actually say that is probably the scariest place I've ever been.
I think so too.
Do you
too.
Agree? I think on the whole of our gap year, that's the most unsafe I've felt.
No, do you know where I felt the most unsafe?
The Uber.
No, but we'll tell that story. yeah, we nearly got killed. But the most unsafe I felt actually is we booked a Hollywood bus tour and we had to walk to the place to get the bus. I think
that was
Skid Row.
And you know, there's a song about Skid Row.
Down on Skid Row.
Where the folks are broke, you go downtown.
Guys, we had to sing it in school choir. Yeah.
That's the only reason we know it. It's from a really weird musical.
Yeah, like our teacher.
A really
like
niche musical.
It.
Like everyone else was doing High School Musical and Hannah Montana, and we had to do Skid Row.
Who the fuck decided that?
Our English teacher.
Our music teacher. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we actually ended up in Skid Row, and we had to keep changing sides of the street because there were so many just like crazy people.
Like,
around.
Bearing in mind, we have been to like a lot of big cities, and like you'd think we would have been somewhere more dangerous.
No,
LA. Like you'd think
LA
was the safest
most.
In LA, but no, I would. Yeah,
no, but this is what I don't understand. I don't understand how people live there that don't live in Beverly Hills, because Beverly Hills is so expensive to live in, but it's the only place I felt safe.
Well, it just must be usual to them. They must just have to be wary all the time.
Because so many people live there. I'm like, how do you not shit yourself going to the grocery store? This is another thing we said.
Oh my God, every Target
we went to was so scary.
There would be like the people chasing them out. Like they'd be stealing things. Like
we saw we saw people steal stuff. We saw people
like addicts,
yelling.
Like people yelling. And
we didn't go to one normal Target. And I'm like, how do people do a grocery shop? Like I literally don't get it. I don't get it.
But that was LA, and
it's very different.
But we're literally making it sound like a really scary place of like theft and just
crime.
But actually, we had a really fun time, and I think if you're gonna go to LA, just make sure if you're going for like one trip of your life, just make sure you get Ubers. Although we actually have a really scary Uber story, so maybe not. But you can't walk everywhere.
No,
you cannot walk anyway. You have to get cabs around or like hire a car. Like it's nothing like Europe.
No, if you stay in Beverly Hills, you obviously get the whole Beverly Hills, which has most stuff in it, and you can walk to like what's that bit called,
Melrose Avenue.
Melrose, you can walk to Melrose.
But I felt a bit unsafe in Melrose, actually.
It all felt unsafe, apart from Beverly Hills. That was the
we
only
still
bit.
Had fun.
We had, it was actually like one of my favourite trips, because we just had, it was like our first hot location.
And it was the furthest we've ever been. It's the
oh
first
God,
time
yeah.
leaving the continent of Europe.
But you know what's really funny, guys? So we planned this gap year like 2 years ago, and that was actually meant to be our first trip we did, was LA.
Yeah.
And I can't believe
we
ever
was going to go for a month
happen.
Too.
Yeah, but how do we...
Because we basically planned the gap year to be 2021.
Yeah. And because of COVID,
wait,
it could
actually,
happen.
No, it was going to start... When was it going to start?
It was going to start
Was
like
it going to start in September?
Before. Yeah. No, the year before. And then we were just sat at home for a year, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we deferred our uni places. But yeah, that was actually going to be our first location, which how deluded are we to think that we would have the confidence to go all the way to LA on our first ever trip? Like, I was shitting it for Paris.
Even the flight was kind of scary because it was way longer and it was just different and it was it was so different to all of our other trips.
But how delusional.
And like we thought we were gonna go for a month as well.
So
do
deluded.
Think we could afford that?
Oh my God, it's so expensive.
It's
literally
so expensive.
We were so delusional because even in Paris we were only like an hour away and we were still shitting bricks.
But I think maybe our confidence got built up.
Yeah. But we could not have done that like just out of the bag on the first trip at all. Absolutely not. But I actually really enjoyed LA. I really want to go back. I actually went back like a month after.
I know, Grace went to all the places we went to and I was actually sat at home crying.
No, but I actually was really excited for that trip because I was like, because I'm going with adults, I felt more safe.
Yeah, like you didn't have to. And I think safety in numbers as well. You were four
of
you. There
was four
of
us.
Of us.
Two of those people were my mum and my auntie. So I just felt more safe.
You felt more safe.
Whereas and
with
I could,
us,
I could relax. I could relax a bit. Whereas when it's me and Grace,
we're
you have
two
to be
young
on
girls
it.
And like.
You have to be like on your ball all the time. Whereas when I was with my mum, I could just chill.
But yeah, we absolutely loved LA. Well, I did love it.
I loved it more than you
Grace
did.
Definitely loved it more than I did. The reasons I didn't like it was because I like being able to walk everywhere. Mm-hmm. I did feel very unsafe. And I'm not going to lie, I did feel the depressing energy. Mm. But I wasn't upset the whole trip or anything. I just could feel the energy from the place. And it's only when I look back on it, I'm like, I've never felt that from anywhere before.
Mm.
But I know I do get what people talk about when they say it's got this kind of like energy to it that's like, I don't know, I can't explain it. You know when places just have energy?
Yeah.
And it does have quite a depressing energy, even though it's sunny.
See, I thought the opposite. I absolutely love LA, more so Beverly Hills.
But do you get the same energy you get it from Paris? Like, do you get that feeling?
I would
want to
live there when I'm older. I'd want to live there when I'm in like my 30s.
See, 100%. I know I'm going to have that feeling about New York, but I just don't think I'm going to have that. Well, I didn't have it with LA, but I did like LA, don't get me wrong. I loved it. It's so nice doing like a glamorous girls trip. Mm. If you just stayed in
it's
Beverly
so
Hills.
Cool. And I love that it's like the place of celebrities. Like
same.
Everything.
Kendall Jenner.
We saw Kendall Jenner.
We were sat having dinner with her. Well, no, not literally, but she was
behind
two
us.
Tables away from us. There was two tables in between us. But no one else in the restaurant was reacting.
No, but can I tell you why, guys? Right, so like 2 days before, she dyed her hair ginger. And I am like a Kardashian stan, so I knew this.
And also
so,
Grace actually knows what her boyfriend looked like, whereas
first,
I didn't.
Her boyfriend walked in. Everyone was like, Grace, like, who the fuck is that? And I was like, that is Kendall Jenner's boyfriend. Then he sits with a ginger and everyone always thinks, oh, that's not Kendall Jenner. I knew her hair was ginger.
Because
so
like,
she
was
Kendall
sat with
Jenner.
Her back to everyone. Yeah. So unless you knew like what the
if
boyfriend
you didn't
looked
know,
like.
Her hair was ginger. Because she literally dyed it 2 days before. And I was like, that is Kendall Jenner, Grace.
But
and
she
it,
did turn around at one point.
Literally, it was so funny because me and Grace sat at dinner and Grace was facing Kendall Jenner. And it was like,
no.
Grace wasn't in the room.
The whole time, I was just staring at the back of her head. But
I was like, Grace, do you want to focus on me? Or?
We were trying to have a conversation. I'd just be like, yeah.
She'd be talking.
I was so starstruck.
And then just not looking at me, looking at Kendall Jenner.
You would have been the exact same, though. You would have.
I think I'd be too scared that she would turn around and see me.
But you've got a video with Kendall. Like, you can say you have a video with you and Kendall Jenner in it.
Because she walked past me at the end.
Yeah.
We were, like, staring at what she was eating. And like
she ate fish. Don't know if she ate the potatoes. Probably. Oh, I know she ate fish and red wine.
Yeah.
I was like, but then she did have a bit of dessert, I think.
And we went to a really, like, hearty Italian. I was like, that's such, like, more
dough
energy.
It was us with our pasta. Right. Like, we had pancakes at the end. And then she just had her fish and red wine.
But she is the number one model in the world. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And then it's really interesting, guys. So she got up, went out the back. We think she was redoing her makeup and like
part
checking her hair.
Part of me does regret us not asking for a picture because I think when she got up to do that, we could have followed her to the back and got
just
a selfie.
Stalker vibes.
It's stalker vibes. We couldn't have got up to leave our dinner because I would have thought we weren't paying. And then also imagine basically as she walked out finally because she went to top her makeup, then she went back and sat and had some wine and was cuddling Devin Booker.
They're now cuddling.
Then I saw that they got back together, or did they not?
Who knows?
They're always on and off. Well, actually, they're not. But anyway, I never know. I always get Chris, so I ignore things.
Yeah, I always get Chris.
I'm sick of getting Chris. So
Gucci, Gucci, yeah, yeah, da, da.
So anything about the Kardashians, I just skip past because I'm sick of getting Chris.
Yeah, we should. No, I just
but
don't
they
think
seem
you
very
can,
loved up.
I don't think you can ask a picture when someone's eating dinner. I think that's crossing the line.
But as she got up, I'm like, we could have just been like, can we get a picture? But I just know she would have said no. Because you know Harry Styles says no to everyone.
No, don't. If Harry Styles said no to me, I think, I don't know what, I'd
but
jump
I think it's a
bit
mean. I'm like, you, remember where you came from? Like, without these people that want to get a picture with you, you would...
You're nothing.
Yeah, like, there's nothing... Like, people get videos of you, so why not get a selfie with some... This is... I actually don't get it.
Maybe they're just not in the mood.
Like, he must know people film him.
You would think how many selfies Harry gets asked. Just
but, like, it takes 1 second.
Yeah. I don't know. That is what I loved about LA. It's like the home of all celebrities.
We didn't see anyone. Did we see anyone else?
No. But like, if you guys love Sending Sunsets, you can literally go to the office.
Oh. We're going to save that one.
I think we should save that one.
Okay,
we saw
someone else. We're going to save that for the next
episode. We like, actually met them and shook their hand and we literally shot ourselves.
Yeah.
But that'll be for the next episode.
They weren't that famous, but they kind of were.
They have two of the most famous daughters.
Two famous daughters.
The most famous people, probably.
And we shook his hand.
So we're basically best friends with them now. But yeah, it's like everything that you see in movies, and it's got so much history to it. Oh,
the Pretty Woman tour.
The Pretty Woman Hotel. That was there. So cool. Like, we went for lunch at the Beverly Wilshire.
Yeah, Pretty Woman Hotel as well, like the main
That's what I loved about it. And like Marilyn Monroe's been to us there.
And they'd be like, oh, this was Marilyn's favourite restaurant.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood, like the Hollywood dream. If you think of it in like the Hollywood glamorous
era.
Home of like...
The stars like, and
home
the
of
rich.
The stars and the Hollywood sign. I actually kind of wish we'd the hike, but we're just not hike girls.
We should have done it on the first day because we were really jet lagged. We got
like
we got up at 7 a.m.
We could have got up at 7 a.m. and done
we
the
did.
Hike.
We did get up at 7
and
a.m.
everyone does it and I see it and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, we should have done it. But yeah. We're just not
but
hikers.
We would have got there and we would have been like, is this it? Like, I just know we would have been so sick of the walking. We would have got there and be like, I can't bother to go down.
Yeah, should we order an Uber?
Yeah. Is there a road round here we can get an Uber?
Who's going to pick me up?
Yeah. Mum. Mum, I don't want to walk.
Mum, can you pick me up? But for the next bit, we actually asked you guys your questions for LA.
I feel like everyone has a lot of questions about LA in particular because it's not somewhere like
everyone
you would,
goes.
You know, like most people on a family holiday would visit Spain.
No one goes to LA.
No
really.
One really goes to LA for family
Unless
holiday.
You're like, I feel like it's just the home of influencers.
Yeah, it is. Although I think Paris is more home of influencers now.
No, it's the home of American influencers. Yes. Like if you're an American influencer,
Alicia
like
Marie,
you move to LA.
Think Nikki and Gabby, think
Bryce Hall, think Addison Rae.
Jake Paul.
Ugh, not Jake Paul, bitch.
Anyone but Jake
Anyone
Paul.
Anyone but, please.
Have you got some good questions?
Yeah, so the next segment, we'll answer them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, guys, let's get to your questions.
I'm hoping they're juicy.
They're not that juicy.
Oh, they're not.
What was best restaurants you went to in LA? Like, what was our food racks? We always have to start
immediately,
with food.
Immediately.
It's the most important thing in life.
And although some of you do moan about it, it's what we like to talk about a lot. Like, in our vlogs... Everyone comments, all you do is show food, which
that's
all we
life.
Kind of really do is go out and eat when we go to these places. Because that's what we live for. So,
recommendations. Okay.
Immediately Il Posteo.
That is our all-time favourite.
And you know everyone sees Justin Bieber there. He has a pasta named after him. If you want to spot a celeb, go there.
We saw the VS model, Alex... What's her name?
Sampaio? Alex.
You know the one I'm on about, Alexandra something.
Alessandra Sampaio.
She was there. When I went with my mum, we saw like a rapper that everyone else was losing their shit over. And we were like, who the fuck is this?
It could have been someone really famous.
It's like the best place to go in LA. It's got the. It's not even fancy, but it just has the best vibes.
And everyone, every celebrity goes there.
It is the best
and
vibes.
And the best food as well.
I took my mum and my auntie and my sister
there.
Love
it?
And they said that was their all-time favourite place. They went in LA.
Oh
and
my
it's like
God.
It's like not even the most expensive, but it's so vibey. Like it's just got this vibe to it.
I'd still say that pasta is probably the best pasta I've ever eaten.
Same. And the best bread.
Oh, with the olive oil and the balsamic.
It's just the best place.
It's another
ever.
Level.
But go there early because you can't reserve.
So basically you have to just queue up. And me and Grace were so desperate to go there because we heard about Justin Bieber always being there that we queued up for an hour.
Yeah, on a Saturday night.
We queued up for an hour.
When I went there the other time, I got there at like 7 and we got a table straight away. So as long as you go like 6, 7.
Go a bit earlier. Like I think 8 is like peak
That's
time.
The queue for
or
an
you
hour.
Can even go late.
Yeah. Early or late, just
or
don't
lunch.
Go in the middle. Yeah, you can go for lunch.
Nice.
It's like our favourite.
It's nice to sit in the sun and it's just got such a good vibe and there's all like lovely leaves. Oh, Olivia Rodrigo was there the day before we were.
I know,
we
like shut ourselves like that.
Because that's, I wanted to work out what restaurant she was sat at because I knew it was in LA and it was Upastayo. So yeah, go there.
Our favourites, we also loved the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yes.
But
oh my God.
Don't go for dinner, only go for
breakfast. The dinner was so manky and they were really rude to us as well.
I actually did a whole thing about this on my
story.
So
basically, we were literally just taking pictures of the scenery, as you do when you go out.
Not of us, not of anyone else,
and like
of the table.
Everyone takes pictures when, yeah, like off the table of our wine. And this man comes over. Well, we kind of see this other man in the corner whispering. He sat with a man.
We saw, right, so there was two men. One of them got up and went over to the waiter and I could see them looking at us. And I thought, for fuck's sake, they're about to say something to us. And then the waiter came over to us and he was like, this is a no picture zone. You need to stop taking pictures.
Yeah, he was like, you're not allowed to take pictures in here. And I was like, what?
We were like, and this is the issue. We were like, they wouldn't have said that to two men sat here. It's because we're two young girls. We're really dressed up. They would not have come over to two men and been like, you can't take a picture of a table.
But it wasn't like it was...
Take your head out
and
of
And I actually ass. Think, well, there's a reason why you don't want to be in the back of the picture.
No, there was
not
something shady going on.
I think they were either having like a really shady meeting. They weren't meant to be seeing each other. They were on a secret date or something.
Yeah.
Like, and the man was having an affair maybe. I don't know.
They both left
the minute we took the picture. Or maybe they were famous.
No,
we
I think there was know. Something really shady
I
going
think
on.
They were having an affair maybe.
Yeah.
Or a bad meeting about something like bad.
So that just like set the tone. And then we both ordered French onion
soup. I just got the vibe the waiter really didn't like us.
Gross. The French onion
soup.
It
literally tasted like a bowl of like gravy, but not
we
nice
both
gravy.
Went hysterical because it tasted like gravy.
And this French onion soup was like 20 quid each.
We both and just like crying because it was, we both went
It was our
hysterical.
Last night. It was our last night and we had like gravy for dinner.
It was the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten.
Sorry.
I'm just noticing it's really good to cut that.
Sorry, guys. I'm a bit run down.
She's really sniffy. No, I really noticed it. Like, it was literally just... And I was like, that's so embarrassing. And then he didn't even ask us, like, why... Because we both left it full. We both didn't touch the soup.
No, but I think he kept going around to, like, look
no,
at what we were doing.
No, that was the funniest thing!
And he was, like, in denial that we didn't like the dinner.
And then we got a...
Did we get a dessert? Sorry.
Yeah, then we got a sticky toffee pudding. Again, the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten. I don't know what happened that night, but it was just vile.
But we had breakfast there and the breakfast was yummy.
Oh, my God, the breakfast. Please go for breakfast because you sit outside, the food's amazing, the atmosphere's
you
incredible.
You need to go for breakfast and it kind of
go
looks...
Go for breakfast or don't
it
go.
It looks like the pool... Don't bother.
Yeah.
It looks like the pool area. Sorry, I'm being really spitty today.
You're
Grace
really
keeps looking at me.
You say sense go.
No, like it's a baby.
Sorry for that.
You know, like how you imagine the Beverly Hills Hotel with the stripy chairs and the,
yeah, you get
the
that.
Pink and the green and the leaves.
You
That's
get
what
that.
You get. But when you go for dinner, it's
you
just
don't
not
get
the
that.
Case. So.
I think that is our favourite breakfast place. We also went to Craig's, which is another celebrity spot. Really nice food.
Although actually, Beverly Hills is a bit of an elephant in the room with me because I did make a really bad breakfast choice.
Oh, Lord.
I spent £20 on oatmeal.
And it tasted like shit.
But you know, like the sound, I love porridge at home, like the sound of oatmeal and the way Americans call it oatmeal.
No, and it was with like brown sugar, caramelised
banana.
Yeah,
it had syrup in it and bananas and berries.
Tasted
and I was
like
oh, give me some of that. It was the most bland thing.
It was 20.
I'd rather have ready
20
bread.
Quid. Bowl of arse.
Bowl of arse. I'd rather have ready breakfast at home.
Yeah, same. It was disgusting.
And then Grace had her lovely waffles and pancakes.
Yeah. Get or don't order the oatmeal.
Like, I actually think I don't live life of regrets, but that is one of my life regrets.
I know you do.
Getting those that fucking
Grace
oatmeal.
Grace always picks like the really shite
I always
meals.
Yeah, and then I look at Grace's and I'm like,
you always make the
I
wrong
pick
error.
The I always pick the worst thing.
Where else are we going?
You were saying Craig's.
Craig's is really good.
Maybe
Cafe
so,
was
if you
want to
see Kendall, well, I mean, this is where we saw Kendall Jenner. It's in Santa Monica. It's called Giorgio Baldi.
Really good food.
Really nice food.
Rihanna
that was an
goes
Italian.
There
Rihanna goes. If you
Justin
want to
Bieber went the day before we were there.
Well, there was rumors that he was actually on a date with Justin and Hailey. That all of the all of the
news articles
said that they were on a date together, Devin, Kendall and Justin and Hayley.
They
were with a random couple. They were not with...
Justin and Hayley weren't there.
They were not with Justin and Hayley.
So I don't know who started that.
It was a big fat lie. Although actually, I have a theory, this will make us kick ourselves, that Justin and Hayley were in the restaurant at the same time
and
sat inside. But that's not a date.
And also, guys,
maybe that the Paps just got them together.
We camped in the restaurant for like 4 hours because we wanted to watch
Kendall walk out.
So we would have seen Justin and Hayley walk out.
Do you think?
Yeah, Grace, the amount of flashes.
But they might
have
gone from the front. No, but then we would have still heard the flashes, even if we didn't see them.
I think they were there the day before.
And then the press have just made out that they've been on a double date.
That's more exciting.
It could have been set up by Chris. You know, she is the mummager. Maybe she wants them both to get press.
I think we all just got Chris.
She wants, yeah. Gucci, Chris. Hey, Gucci, Chris definitely had something to do with this day. I think Chris was like, you two need to be the it couple.
I get it, Chris. I like your moves.
Very sly.
Those were our favourite. Earth Cafe was our favourite. We went there literally every single day at the rate.
Oh my God, go to Earth Cafe. It doesn't look like much.
But it's the best.
But it is so fun.
Yeah, so we loved Earth Cafe. Where else did we go, Grace?
We went...
Bentley Wilshire... Sorry, guys.
We basically went to
this.
hot listed places, and our favourites were.
What was that really nice Italian we went to in Melrose for lunch?
John and Vinny's. My God, the vodka.
That was so good.
Anywhere that does vodka pasta, I'm like.
We're there.
Get me there.
And it was really cheap. It was really well priced. Was it easier to meet people in LA considering less of a language barrier?
Well,
there is a language barrier, but there's definitely a cultural barrier.
I think humour. And just, I think we're definitely more on the wavelength of Australians than we are Americans.
It's just so different.
The humour is so different. And I feel like, we spoke about this before, I feel like on the podcast with dating. We didn't really date
in
LA. We didn't really make friends with any girls either.
No, but when we went to Santa Monica, we went to this place, which was basically
It made you feel like you were at a house party.
Yeah.
So basically we had dinner there and then it turns into this like house party thing.
Yeah. And we met a lot of like boys our age.
Oh, we did make a friend.
You seem.
Yeah.
But there was
Paris.
There was a lot of boys our age and we were just like, oh my God, like they're so different to us. Like the way
like,
they
the
speak.
Like the way they would even like. But do you know what I did like? I liked that everyone would just talk to each other. Oh my God, the amount of compliments people just throw around. They'd be like, girl, I love your outfit.
Yeah. I think it's because we dressed, like everyone spotted that we were British just because we were wearing blazers.
Yeah, they were like, why are these bitches in blazers? It's like sweltering hot.
Our bestie we made called Yassim. He was like, girls, you look too good to be in this club.
He was like, I could tell you weren't American because you wore blazers.
Yeah. Loves that.
He was such a hype. He hyped us up so much. Man.
Is it exactly what you expected it to be like?
Well, I had been before. So I kind of knew I knew Hollywood would be rough because even my dad was scared when we went there. Because we went into this like tourist shop when we was there and there was this man. He was like, yeah, well, obviously he's going to have a gun. And he had a machete as well. He was like, I have to have this how dodgy it is here. But the fact that he pulled it out and whipped it out, we were a bit like, oh,
red flag alert.
Just wanted to buy a magnet. Just wanted a fridge magnet.
Yeah, red flag alert. Jesus.
I know. Yeah, I kind of knew it would be like that. Because of that, my mum and dad were like, Grace, you've got to be really careful. Like, remember, in America, people have guns. Remember, it's not the same. You can't just walk everywhere. Like, I was kind of prepped for that. And I remembered from when I was younger. But it was what I expected. Like, it kind of... I liked that I got to spend more time in Beverly Hills because when I went with my family, I didn't. And that is the glam part. Like, that is the nicest part. Like, Rodeo Drive, and you see all the people with their flash cars. You know what? I feel like LA is very flash. I think it's where people go when if they earn money, they go to LA and they spend it all in LA and like they get like a nice car. That's how I describe it. Mm-hmm. Like, how would you compare it to New York? Because obviously you've been to New York and like...
It's literally like they're the two main places. Countries.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's so different. Same as I went to Palm Springs. It's literally like...
So different.
It's mad. Like Palm Springs is so, so safe. There's like hardly any crime. Everyone's chill. Like it's where like Marilyn Monroe
like,
used to live.
Breezy
because,
like...
Yeah, like all celebrities used to live there and they have no gates on the houses because everyone's chill. And then LA is more like where they work.
Yeah. Like they commute into LA.
Yeah. For me, it's definitely it's exactly what I expect it to be like. Like really big, really fun, some crazy people.
Some
and a lot of
groovy people.
That's exactly what I thought it would be like.
A lot of groove.
Yeah. It's exactly.
I knew we would come home with a weird story time because LA, like,
we do.
Everyone just says it's like the weirdest place.
It's exactly what I expect it to be like, to be honest. There was no.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Is it like how other influencers describe it? Is it full of celebrities?
Well, yeah, I guess it is. But we only saw a couple. It really is just like
luck.
If you're in the right place at the right time, like, what were the chances that we was in that restaurant at that time, and Kendall Jenner decided to go there?
Yeah, like, it's pure luck.
And that was that our last night?
One of them, yeah.
It was our second to last night. You know what's really weird? At the start of the vlog, we manifested.
We said
seeing Kendall Jenner.
The one person we want to see on this trip is Kendall Jenner.
We said we want to see her in real life out of all of the Kardashians. Yeah. And we saw her.
Boom.
And I just wish I sunk it in more.
I know.
I was almost like in a daze at, well, you know, because I literally wasn't making any conversation.
No, it was like talking to a brick wall.
Because I was like, yeah. I was just staring at her like this. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, right, she's eating her chicken. I was like,
I'd update you on any little thing. I'll be like, they're holding hands. She's moved her chair.
Yeah.
She's getting up.
I think it's just pure luck. The funniest, if you guys want to see celebrity, go on the TMZ bus tour. That was an experience.
You did that, didn't you?
Oh my actual, right. So basically what they do, you get on the bus and they go, if you see a celebrity, you have to yell out and you'll win a prize.
What, so, because they want to pap them?
Yeah, like TMZ.
Oh, you're
like,
with paps?
Yeah. So
oh my
the
God.
Person running the bus tour, she was the number one TMZ paparazzi. So wow. She's on the, like, she met all these, like, Kim Kardashian and all that. So she's like, okay, guys, you have to let me know. So the whole time, everyone's just looking out. And we saw this model that was married to Rob Stewart. She's like a really, she used
Penny.
To be a really big, no, her his
oh,
ex.
Oh, she was...
She used to be this, like, really, really big actress. I actually recognised her, Rachel something. And someone recognised her. They stopped the bus, reversed it up the road, and this woman ran out with a camera. She's like, Rachel, what's going on? This woman was like, please don't speak to me. And then we reversed.
What, Rachel?
Yeah, the model. She was like, please don't speak to me. And then the bus reversed. And she was like, hey, guys, because she saw that we were all there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because she just thought it was paparazzi. She was like, leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she saw that it was all people there. She's like, oh, my God, hey, guys. And it was so, like, the confidence of this woman. She just ran out. She didn't know who she was. She didn't recognise her. The paparazzi woman.
Oh, but everyone else
Someone
did.
On the bus went, oh, my God, that's a famous model called Rachel.
Do you think it's because she was famous in England because she was married to Rod?
She's English.
Oh my
and
God.
And then so this paparazzi would run off, knew nothing about her and just like chase her down the street with a camera.
And I was like, the confidence. Do you know what though? If that happened to me, I'd be like, oh, people think I'm famous.
No,
and she was famous.
The other really awkward thing that happened was, so they have to show you a celebrity. It's like part of the thing.
So you have to find it. They have to find
it. So they messaged this woman on The Real Housewives. I don't watch it personally. But then she came on the bus, like acting like they just spotted her. But actually they messaged her being like, you can come on the bus. Because it's good paparazzi. It's good press for them.
Because they want to, because most of the time,
they call the paparazzi.
Like Devin Booker and thingy, there was only a select amount of paps waiting for them.
Yeah.
And I think Chris was, well, not just Chris, but I think their PR team.
I think she's like the devil.
I think if they look good that night and they want people to take pictures of them, they'll call the paps.
Yeah.
If they weren't like chasing them and trying to get in the restaurant like you'd imagine.
No.
They were waiting.
It was chill.
Because they knew she was going to come out.
No, but the most awkward thing was, right, so she got on the bus and it was all American people. We were only British on it. Everyone else starts screaming. They're like, oh my God, it's the girl from Real Housewives. I'm not fake. I just sit there
and
like
you didn't
this.
Know
it's like
who
a slap
she was.
To ask, like, maybe she is. But all these people pretending they knew who she was. And then she was like, okay, guys, we're going to play a game. Whoever wins will get this T-shirt I've designed. She was like, so what's my husband's name? And the whole bus just went silent.
So what, they were all acting like she...
She got on the bus. Everyone was like,
you should have
what?
Just...
Oh, my God. And then she was like, okay, what's my husband's name?
You should have just
silent.
Guessed Gary.
No,
and then
it wasn't even Gary.
Seen if it worked.
And no one knew nothing about her because she's... Well, I don't want to be rude, but, you know... It just made me laugh. But yeah, do a TMZ bus tour if you want to see a celebrity.
I wish
it's literally
we did that
guaranteed.
Now.
It's guaranteed that you have to see
what,
one.
So they will drive you around until
they
you see a
They will message
a
celebrity to get on the bus tour.
Because I guess like the paps and celebs, like they do things for each other. Like they work together.
This woman knew everything, right? So a car would go past, she'd be like, oh, she knew like J-Lo's number plate. She knew like what car everyone drives.
Oh my God.
So I would love to like just spend a day with her.
Yeah, you should have been like.
Every car that drove past, she's like, oh, he
can you train me to be a pap?
He was like, oh, Ben Affleck drives that model, but with a different number plate. So I know it's not him. Like her job is just stalking celebrities. I loves it. I could never do that job though.
I'd find it fun because me and you, we were like on alert the whole trip. We were like, is that them? Do you remember we saw Pierce Brosnan? We thought we saw him in the supermarket. We were like, oh my God,
and then
Pierce.
We thought we saw him in a Mouthy Coast.
Yeah. No, but that's us manifesting seeing Piers.
There was just a random man that was like near our balcony.
He had like grey hair.
And then I started shouting out Piers.
He looked absolutely nothing like
Piers. I was like, Piers.
We started shouting Piers at him, like, as if he's going to be outside a random hotel in Toronto.
That actually could have been him in LA in the supermarket.
No, because he had. Basically, he's got grey hair now, and that it looked like Pierce before.
He's a silver fox now.
He's a silver fox. So it wasn't Pierce. Everyone calm down.
Everyone chill out.
But I did look it up, and he does live in that area of Santa Monica. So maybe he's got some Just for Men on.
What does that mean?
Hair dye.
Oh my God,
Just
stop.
For Men.
Not Pierce dyeing his hair. Is LA as expensive as everyone thinks? How much money did you spend? Well, we can't disclose that kind of thing.
I mean, I don't actually even know myself how much money we spent. I don't like I didn't look really look, things. But I like to just not. I'd rather just not know how much we've spent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it is expensive purely because you have to get Ubers everywhere.
You can't walk.
You can't walk anywhere. So that already, like, sets you back.
To be fair, though, I think the Ubers were actually really well priced.
But the Ubers were cheap.
Cheaper than London.
Compared, oh, my God, the Paris Ubers. Oh, everything in Paris was so expensive.
Yeah.
But LA...
LA was cheaper than...
Was cheaper, but maybe the menu prices were kind of expensive.
Well, to be fair, we went to all of the, like... poshest place at Beverly Wilshire.
But you could
Hotel.
Eat if you wanted to do, like budget. You could eat like just pizza and McDonald's.
Yeah,
and then like just
we were like we're here for once. Let's just go out.
Yeah, like there's like in America, thing it's the home of fast foods. If you wanted to eat a bit cheaper, like you could, and there was obviously like less expensive restaurants.
Yeah.
It's just we wanted to go to the. We were like out there to look for a celeb, so we wanted to
we
go
were out
to like
trying to like
the kind of hot spot,
find a celebrity.
Yeah, we were on a mission.
Yeah, you know. Some would say we succeeded. Yeah, it's quite expensive. I'm trying to think what else is expensive.
Hotels? Well, flights for a startup. Bloody
flights.
Hell.
Jesus, that set us back.
That set us back. But I guess you're going across the Atlantic, so it's going to be expensive.
It was like, was it okay?
I think it was a grand.
Yeah, it was okay.
And that's not even in season. So imagine if you went now. Oh. Imagine if you went peak season.
Yeah, that was
not our flight
season.
Was empty though. Our flight. Was,
I know.
We could like we could have had a row to ourselves and laid down. Kind of
the flights are really expensive. Oh yeah, hotel. We stayed at the Mason 140.
Which is such a good location.
I actually stayed there again with my mum, my auntie.
Very small location, but such a good location.
Like literally, it's next to, it's opposite a hotel. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, the Peninsula.
Peninsula, which is like one of the most expensive hotels in LA.
So you know it's in a good location.
You know it's in a good location.
And you can kind of walk up the road like 10 minutes and you'll be...
Yeah.
In Beverly Hills, like your Rodeo Drive.
Our taxi driver dropped us off and he was like, how have you afforded this?
Because yeah, he was like, this is such a good location.
But it actually was really, really well priced.
I thought it was such well priced.
Yeah. So I would go back there again.
I would definitely stay there. Yeah. So if we were going to go back, what would you do differently? And would you stay in, would you stay in the Maison 140 or would you rather do Santa Monica? Like, what would you do differently?
I would do, yeah, I'd stay at the Maison 140 again. But then I would want to do something different, like go somewhere completely different
yeah,
in America.
Like, well, we did Malibu for a day, didn't we?
We did Malibu, but I mean somewhere like Miami or like...
San Francisco?
Catch a flight somewhere.
Yes.
The Hamptons or something like that.
Don't even.
Yeah. Because we've done that area now. So I'd want to go somewhere really different. But I would definitely go back probably next year maybe.
LA is really fun. Yeah. I want to do Palm Springs.
Oh my God, guys, Palm Springs.
I've written, and now I've seen it on Grace's
it's
story.
One of my
I'm like,
places
I really want to go there. Everything's like pink and fun.
It's like,
it looks like a Barbie land.
Yeah, that's the
that
only way
cringe,
I can describe
but it.
It
looked like your whole feed was like Barbie.
It
that's
feels,
the only way.
It feels like a trip.
And like 1950s, like.
It feels like a trip because the man, we got a bus tour and he said to us, they can't change any of the high street. The only thing that's different is the names of places. So all the buildings are
oh
from the 1950s. So like there's like diners and like
oh.
It's so cute. And like you can go and see Marilyn's house, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley. Nothing has gates, so you can just walk up to it.
I really want to go there.
It's incredible. Like Leonardo DiCaprio guys lives there and his house doesn't have a gate. So you can just go and knock on the door. Because they said everyone in Palm Springs is just so chill that like no one has gates.
I guess it's not as touristy. Like you're probably I've heard of Palm Springs, but I didn't really know what it was.
Yeah.
And you're kind of the first person. I don't want to gatekeep.
Hashtag
but I've heard of going.
Yeah. Like no one really goes there. And that's why like Marilyn Monroe just used to like walk
she felt
around.
Safe.
He said like you would just go and Frank Sinatra would be in like your local supermarket.
Aww.
And no one would go up to them. Everyone would just like respect them. It's the coolest place I think I've ever been. But yeah, we recommend going to LA, guys. We're going to tell the story of our crazy Uber driver in the next bit.
Okay, next segment.
Okay, guys.
We are back and we're going to tell you about how we nearly died in LA.
Yeah, this is the closest to death.
Near death. I would actually say this is our near death experience.
Yeah, it is.
So we got in an Uber. It was our last night. We were dressed up.
To the nines.
We were dressed up to the nines because we saved our best outfits for our one dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel that was shit. We literally got served a bowl of gravy. So the whole night was kind of a fail, but... You know what I love? We just laughed about it. Like it just made it funny.
It was the most hysterical night.
Like it really just made it funny.
Yeah.
So we basically got in an Uber. Everything seemed fine at first, but
can I just say the Uber was from Santa Monica, so it was like half an hour, 40 minutes.
20 minutes, so 25 minutes.
So we were in this car for like a long time.
It was like
we had
to go on a highway. It was like a journey to get us.
It wasn't from A to B,
hotel.
It was from A to B to C to D.
Yeah. It was a full on journey. So we got in the car and like as we got in, like we were about to put our seatbelts on, but the guy goes, "Can you buckle up please and put your seatbelts on?" We were going to do it anyway. We were just getting in like and putting our masks on.
That should have been the first red
like,
flag.
Like the fact that he went, "Do you mind putting your seatbelts on?"
No, he said buckle up.
Yeah, he said buckle.
Like,
oh,
what?
So
you're not like a fucking Ferrari driver. Why
it's
would you
so
say
creepy.
That?
And he was quite old. Like he was quite an old man.
Mm-hmm.
But like, obviously, we never judge. Like, he was just
quite no
old.
Judgment here.
Yes, yeah, a no judgment zone. He
and if anything,
an
I trust old men more.
I would trust him more because I feel like you've had more years on the road.
I feel like you're my granddad.
Yeah, you've had more years on the road. You're looking out for me. I trust you. So we buckled up, and then like 5 minutes into the journey, he was like, "Do you mind if I listen to some opera music?" Or did he just say, "Do you mind if I put some music on?"
He said, "Do you mind if I put some music on?"
Did it say what music?
Yeah. So
he puts it on.
ABBA.
I'm thinking like
Pondery Play,
Whitney Houston. I'm thinking Pondery. I'm thinking Lady Gaga.
I'm thinking Paparazzi.
And it was quite the opposite. It was opera music, and it was, but it wasn't just like. It was like think like this is the dramatic part of the opera. And then we get on the highway and he starts like dodging every lane, like shum, shum, shum.
He was
Grace were like, oh God.
He was going into lanes without looking in his mirror to see if there was a car there. So what you would do as a driver that I can't pass, or whatever, you look in your mirrors.
As a skilled driver.
You look in your blind spot, you look at the mirrors, and then you see if you can go.
And also,
no
there was
mirrors
no
were being looked in.
Reason to keep changing lanes.
No,
like,
it made no sense.
There was no reason. Like, change lanes maybe once or twice if you want to, like,
it was
skip
constant.
Ahead of someone, but it was like, shoom, 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 shoom. And it's the music got louder. The opera music was like, it was so creepy.
This is what was scary. So as the music would speed up, he would speed up.
It was so weird.
Like, it started off
and
as like,
I looked at his eyes, guys, and he was like this.
They can't see what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
With the video,
they were like
okay.
Really... His eyes were like bulging out of his head and he was like...
No, but this is what freaked me out. As the music was speeding up, he would speed up. So I'm thinking by when the time the music ends, he's just going to crash the car. That's what I honestly thought was going to happen.
And I'm not really that religious, but I literally did the sign of the cross. I went like this. I did the sign of the cross and I started like praying. I literally started saying a prayer. And I looked at Grace and I think Grace was like so in denial that she was stressed.
No, I'll tell you why I did
this. I looked over at Grace and as if said, like, what the fuck? And
yeah,
she went, what? What?
Do you know why I did that though? Because I honestly thought that he was like a serial killer, and I thought if he knows that we know, he'll kill us. In my mind, do you know what I mean? Like if he knows
like
that
was
shit
a tactic,
it,
like he you don't want him to like the fear.
Yeah, like I feel like he obviously got off the fact that we were shitting it, so I didn't want him to know we were shitting it. So I was like, no, Grace, what?
I
are you talking
don't
about?
Know how we made it there alive.
Like I feel like if he knew, we like
yeah, I know exactly
you get
what
me?
You mean. And also, I think you didn't want.
I was
to
like, I don't
the reality
yeah.
that like we
I
might
was just
die.
Like, I don't want him to know that we're shitting bricks.
I genuinely thought we were gonna die, but actually, you doing that made me feel a bit more chill because I was like, oh, Grace.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
Like, Grace doesn't know,
no,
but in reality, you did.
The other thing he kept doing as well.
No, this is what made it even worse.
Was he was on the Google Maps and the Google Maps kept telling him to turn left
and
he wouldn't turn
he'll
left.
Just go,
but like
shoom,
about seven
all of the headlights.
About seven times, the Google Maps said turn left,
and
he
you
just
were
kept
this
going
close
straight.
To saying, like, where are we
I
going?
Was this close to being like, please pull over, or I was this close to calling the police because I thought he's taking us to like somewhere to kill us. Because why is he not turning, doing the Google Maps?
But I always
he missed
no,
seven
no,
times.
Now thinking about it, like, it actually makes me want to cry because like that's. He easily, but do you not, does it not scare you that like,
you
Uber,
just put your lives in their
you
hands.
You put your lives in their hands like for £15.
Yeah.
Like they're getting £15. Like so many car crashes happen. Like, you were trusting them to keep you
in
safe.
In my head, I literally thought the opera music's going to stop and he's going to crash into a wall or something.
I don't know, because I was looking at his face.
I thought he had a sick vision.
It was not even that. It was the fact that, like, I was just looking at him and he looked like he was going like this.
Like on drugs or something. He looked like he had
like he was enjoying it like this.
And he just wasn't in the car.
I can't even explain it. If you guys know what I mean, I'm...
No, but I don't know what I mean, it was so serious that I rented this dress that night. I thought, for fuck's sake, I'm going to get blood on my rented dress.
That's literally what I was thinking. I was thinking, at least I'm going to die in a cute outfit.
Same. I thought, on to my Beverly Hills. We look kind cute of iconic.
Tonight, and it's in Beverly Hills. And like,
I actually just accepted it because I was like, I literally can't get out of this car. And then we finally got to the Beverly Hills Hotel. Thank Christ. We got out. I was nearly in tears. I was like shaking, sweating.
But he was just like so... He was like,
I was literally nearly in tears.
Oh, I think I left him a really bad review.
No,
Uber.
We reported him on Uber.
I reported him for unsafe, reckless driving.
So I hope he's off the roads because I don't want any other girls to go through
that. No, I know.
Because it honestly thought like life or death.
It was so scary.
I was like, for fuck's sake, on our last night, we're going to get killed on our last night.
I'm not going to make it home.
Oh my God. It was literally so, so scary.
So that was probably the only bad Uber experience I've ever had.
Same.
To be honest.
Same.
But it's just...
I didn't think I was coming out of that car.
No, but that was scary. Like, ugh. That was scary.
That was so scary.
Like, the fact that we just looked at each other and we both in our heads were like, we're going to die. I genuinely thought he was going to kill us.
Same.
Like, he looked like he was going to kill us.
I hope Uber has taken him off the app.
I guess it would take a couple of reports.
Mm. Oh, well,
honestly, that was the story of
that's the story of
the time we nearly died in an Uber.
In my head, I feel a bit like in it.
No, same.
I feel like I've got PTSD.
When you said, I thought same. When you said, oh, I thought this is it. I nearly started crying like just now. I was.
Why are we so dramatic?
We're here. We made it. We're here to tell the story.
We're the most dramatic people in the world. We thought we didn't make it. Okay, well...
Is that it for this episode?
Yeah, I feel like this is it, but...
You are not ready for the next story. I still get comments about what we're going to talk about on next week's episode. And all I'm going to say is it is the most bizarre story. Like, it's just weird. Like, the whole thing's weird. And we could get sued.
Yeah. Three words. Millionaire, private party...
No, can I change that first one?
Billionaire, private party... 6-year-old men. And let's just say that.
God.
We'll see you guys next week, next Monday, for another episode
of Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
See you on Monday.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.